Hi, everybody. This is Empress Constance, and I'm bringing another candid chat to you all. I am very lucky tonight to have with me the very sexy Miss Piper. And, oh, boys, we're going to be talking about anal sex, anal toys, the kind you can find in most adult stores, and even some unconventional toys. Hi, Miss Piper. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I just had a little unrecorded candid chat with you, and I'm feeling very perky and happy, as a matter of fact.
Well, so am I. I'd love to talk to you.
Yay. There's something about anal sex that just brings out the freak in all of us, isn't there?
I know. Butt sex makes me happy.
Butt sex makes me happy, too. So let's start out with a real biggie, okay? And I had a conversation with Miss Lydia about it. When it comes to anal sex, are you a giver, a receiver? How do you stand on the whole receiving?
In my relationships, I have anal sex with my partners, with my boyfriends. With the man I'm currently with, I'm giving and receiving. And so there's tongues and dildos and cocks going everywhere. So it's quite exciting, actually.
Oh, my. And, of course, you love giving, right?
Oh, I do. You know, I bought a new strap-on, and it was a little bit too big for him because he's Mr. Vanilla. You know, I, like, converted a vanilla guy to, like, you know, all butt all the time.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm learning that, you know, you can't just pop a big dildo in every guy's butt. You got to kind of, you know, work with him a little bit. But absolutely, I love, you know, strap-on. So exciting.
I just wrote a blog about first-time anal sex and gave some advice about starting slow. And one of the things I do mention is, no matter how hot that gigantic dildo at the bookstore looks, if you've never fucked your ass or had your ass fucked, do not think about buying it and trying it, because you're going to end up sore, damaged, and never wanting to try it again. You should always, I have one strap on. It's one of my favorites. It's got different attachments. It goes from like a 5-inch skinny to a little bit thicker, almost 7-inch, to a nice, thick, hearty 9-inch cock, you know.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, baby steps. We'll do that little one first. Get you to the point where you're, like, begging, you know?
Exactly. And the thing about strap-on is that I learned that when I was first starting to do it, that you always need something a bit longer than you think you're going to need, because you're not going to be, like, shoved up his butt, you know, because you need a little length to kind of maneuver. But it really is the girth that your guy is going to feel. If you're going slow, he can accommodate more length than he can girth, because that girth is what he's like, holy moly, you know, back off, lady. So I would say that get something long. I mean, it's the first time, if you're going to be playing with your own butt, get something long. Don't expect to insert it all, because you need something to be able to kind of maneuver. But look at that girth, you know, and you know, use that as your, you know, your the way you decide what's going to be right for you.
Right. And I had a client today. I'm kind of helping him and his girlfriend explore things.
Ooh.
And he has finally convinced her to try strap-on, and they did last weekend. And she has, shall we say, gone cock crazy? Because now she's wearing it around the house.
Yes.
Underneath her skirt. She's absent-mindedly stroking it when they're laying on the couch watching TV. Well, he said, you know, I want to buy a new strap-on, a new dildo for us to play with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of going longer and thicker. And I said, whoa, 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 one or the other.
Mm.
Don't try to go longer and thicker all at once when
right.
it comes the strap-ons or any sort of anal play thing, you're not going to buy the King Kong fucking butt plug if all you've ever had in there were a couple little anal beads.
Exactly. You know, kind of a funny story, and I don't know if this is TMI, but I don't really know that it could ever be TMI, you know, with us. But the first time I tried anal sex, I was actually married, and my husband was just so vanilla. He was painfully vanilla. Like, even if I discussed, like, hey, let's have some toys, he almost, like, you know, ran from the room. So, you know, I was surprised because, you know, and so one time he was, like, playing around behind me, and I was like, you know, I think he's going to, we might have some anal sex. And no preparation, no lube. Well, I'm going to tell you that your butt, if you don't treat it nicely, is the source of so much pain. It hurt me so bad that I almost vomited. And I have never in my life ever felt that way before, and not after. And so I just want to tell the guys out there that, you know, treat it with respect and love, because it will pull rank on you.
You hear that? Treat your ass with respect and love, because it will pull rank on you.
It will pull rank on you.
And it hurts.
And next thing you know, you're on the floor panting like a dog.
It's funny because I actually, the first time I tried anal sex too was when I was also married. But he's very well endowed. And we didn't get very far with it before I was like, oh, hell, mother, no. But we started dabbling with cuckolding. And although I'm a certified size queen, the only time I break that rule is for anal sex. And you know, besides the cuckolding, we'd have threesomes and stuff. And I had one particular partner that I actually was able to enjoy anal sex with. And, of course, it drove him fucking batshit crazy because he's been wanting to fuck my ass forever. And here, you know.
Yes, this is really the time when all those average-sized guys can just, you know, wear it loud and proud and just swing it around, you know, because it really is those average-sized men that really are best suited for anal sex. I mean, you know, that's just my personal opinion.
But don't get your hearts up, you know, get your hopes up, boys, because I'm not exactly like, let's have anal sex tonight. It's not like at the top of my list. It takes a very certain moment in the passion for me. And a certain, like, I'm going to get down and dirty tonight kind of emotion and feeling. It's not something I'm like, oh. You know, I much prefer a nice, big, thick cock in my pussy than I would an average cock in my ass any day. But, you know, I don't, you know, I don't have it quite often. But, you know, there are those moments. But trust me, I'm not going to be a size queen when it comes to anal sex. No.
I agree. But you know what? My guy... frankly, I don't even know. I mean, I think because we met right after my husband moved out, like almost 5 years ago, and it's been a progression of just kind of talking to him about various subjects. The first time I brought up butt stuff, he was kind of like, oh, I don't know about that. That's fine for you. And, you know, fast forward to now, you know, he's like, you know, I want you to fuck me with a strap on. So I think with us, though, he is so, like, it is powerful for him. You know, like, he told me once, just getting on my knees behind you makes me weak. And so for me, I feel like it's the source of, like, you know, I can just, you know, I will blow his mind if I let him fuck me in the ass. So for me, I'm just always like, you know, hey, you want some of that? And he's like, oh, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. But I don't let every guy back there. I'm just going to tell you. I mean, it's not like every guy who's gone out with me, I'm, like, giving him the invitation. It's really, like, guys that are, you know, just, I don't know, they can keep up with me, like, you know, as far as dominant submission, you know. It's like we kind of have to be on an even keel for me to even consider it, so.
Right. Okay, how about the first time you fucked a man with a strap on? How was that for you?
It was, I can relate to what this woman was doing with her cock. The first time I put on, it was this little tiny, like, little shrimp dick, you know, because it was this little, like, fingery thing. And I just was, I was embarrassed about it. And I wanted to get a bigger, it makes me laugh to think about it. I wanted
you
a bigger
cock. You had a
small
penis. You had a little small strap-on humiliation happening there,
I
didn't
know.
You?
I'm like, God, I've got like a little shrimp dick. No, uh-uh. So I went and got this other one, and I put it on, and I was going to take a picture and send it to my boyfriend, you know, to get him all lathered up. And I did, and I sat down at my desk afterwards, and I was like, damn, now I know why guys are like all about their cocks, you know. I wanted to swing it around. I wanted to stroke it. I mean, it's just crazy, you know.
Yeah.
And the first time I had, you know, strap-on sex, I mean, it was kind of like one of those, I guess it's kind of like your first sex ever, you know, you're kind of like, you have an idea in your head how things operate and where things go, but when it actually comes to like, you know, how do I, you know, he's taller than me, and I'm shorter, and his butt's up here, my strap-on's down here, so it was a little less smooth and exciting than I had pictured in my head, but it was fun because it was, you know, it's very intimate for a man to give his ass to you. I mean, I think it means more to a man than it means to a woman. Like, because they're not used to being penetrated. And,
right.
You know, they're all like, oh, you're in my ass. And, oh, that's just so, oh, I don't know.
I will say my first experience, and I've mentioned this before, everybody pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much all over the fucking world what Constance's first strap-on experience is about. I think I wrote a whole blog about it. But at first it was very awkward, very odd. I was very afraid of hurting him because I know, you know, how I felt the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very conscious of that. But the second he started to moan and get into the groove, I lost it.
Yeah.
Like I went into a place that I can only explain as the strap-on zone, sort of like the sub, you know, you go to subspace, I go to strap-on space, and, you know, I have to sometimes be reminded of what I'm doing, like you said, to, you know, treat that ass kindly, because I, you know, it wasn't until a hand touched me and, whoa, he's up, you know, that I realized that I had been full fucking forcing, slamming, pounding, and that's really, you know, I mean, that's a lot of fun to build up to, but when your partner is kind of lost in that zone, and you are in such a sensitive area, let's say, you just, I did, you know, for me, just like you said, it's like, I did understand what a guy feels like. The only downfall to strap-ons is that I can't feel it. I can't feel it. I had a client today ask me, do you wish sometimes you had a dick? I said, hell yeah. What would you do with it? I said, I'd stay in bed jerking it off all day long just to come and come. I wouldn't even shower or nothing. I'd just play with myself all day. He was like, oh, my God, that's so hot. I'm like, I know.
I'm with you. 100%. But I don't know for you if you've noticed this, like, once, like, for me, like, honestly, I'm such a sweet, like, little strap-on person. I don't really stick anything up anyone's ass that hasn't been up mine, because I want to kind of feel, like, exactly how big is this, because it always looks smaller than it feels in your ass.
Oh, hell.
So, you know.
Oh, hell no. I've used some big strap-ons on men. There is no way I want to feel what they're feeling. And let's make this clear. I have only used larger strap-ons and dildos and butt plugs on men that wanted it. They absolutely wanted it. So, or even, quite honestly, begged for it a time or two. But for me, God bless you, lady, because I don't want to know what they're going
to
be feeling from my 9-inch cock. No.
I live in a smaller town than a lot of you mistresses, and it's not like, you know, you go to the store and there's, like, you know, guys that you can pick up that want you to fuck their butt. So, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, I mean, that's a bigger town, but still, I live in the South, lady, and, you know, they don't admit to it. They like it, but they don't admit to it, so.
Honey, I live in Florida, so it's the South, but
yes.
You still have... See, the beautiful thing about Florida is, and here's the key to how I get all the tail I get, tourism.
Exactly.
I live 15 minutes door-to-door from the beach. Hotels, condos,
mm-hmm.
bars, restaurants, clubs. And you get all year round this onslaught of people who are here to have a good time and are down. You know how you are on vacation. You are
yeah.
down for anything.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, freaky people go to Florida, too. I mean, you know. I mean, you know, I live near Myrtle Beach. Freaky people don't go to Myrtle Beach. Golfers go to Myrtle Beach. Freaky people go to Florida. So I can see how you're always, you know, having the monkey butt sex.
Not every guy I've picked up in Florida has been into butt sex, but I can tell you, some will love. Down for anything. People always say, well, how did you find partners for cuckolding? And I was like, oh, just go down to the bar at the beach.
Yeah.
It takes no time at all to catch a man's interest. And it takes no time at all after a couple of cocktails, a little dancing, a little teasing, to find a man who's willing, you know, hey, my boyfriend's at my house and he wants to watch me get it on with a guy. All right, baby. They
yeah,
don't say,
exactly.
Oh, I mean, you run into some guys that might be a little bit uncomfortable with that. But, you know, they're on vacation. They're even from another country, some of them. So it's a beautiful thing.
What happens in Florida stays in Florida. So
yeah,
there you
something
go.
Like that. Something
Perfect.
Like that. Although I've sent a few of them home walking funny. Just saying.
Well, you know, frankly, you know, you get a guy's dick hard and you'd be amazed. I mean, as we all know, you know, you get a guy's dick hard, you'd be amazed at things here that sound absolutely wonderful to him. So.
Exactly. And it's the vacation they'll always remember. Remember that hot blonde in Florida? Man, she fucked me good. You know, those sort of things.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about toys. I'm dying to talk about toys.
Okay.
What's your favorite anal toys to use?
On or on myself?
Either. Ooh, how about both?
I personally, I do have anal toys, and I use them when I masturbate. I mean, like double penetration? Hell yeah. So for myself and, like, when I give toys to people, I give them, I love glass toys.
Oh.
And I know that, I had one guy say, I don't know about using glass, but it's Pyrex. And if you ever had a baking dish, you know that it goes from the oven right to the sink, and it's not going to shatter. And so Pyrex is, like, super hard, super chip resistant. And the thing about glass is that it warms up to your skin. If you take a glass toy out of your pussy and put it on your skin, it feels hot.
Right.
Because it absorbs the heat from your skin, so it's not like you're putting like a cold, well, at first it can be cold unless you warm it up, but so I have like a glass toy that I use in my ass, and a glass toy that I sexually, that has like a big golf ball size thing on the end of it.
What?
That I use in my pussy. I mean, it's like, it's on like Donkey Kong, you know, and so for me. And I also have an ass plug that I use. It's the medium size. Ass plugs kind of seems, especially the ones that are like Doc Johnson, everybody's seen those everywhere and on Amazon. It's the medium size. I haven't quite gotten up to the large, and I'm not really sure I want to. But I have an ass plug, and I don't wear it all the time. You know, I just use it like if I'm getting naughty with myself. The ones that I like now with callers, with clients, I love to put little denial guys. I'll tell them that they need to plug their ass, like, all day long.
Ooh.
Yes. And with those, I have a little bit of a plastic allergy. Sometimes I get a little itchy after I've used some cheap Doc Johnson toy. So I encourage them to either, to invest, if they're going to be wearing it long term, if we're going to get crazy with this, to look at stainless steel or glass. And they also have that weight to them, you know,
mm-hmm.
that when you're walking around with something heavy in your butt, kind of filling you up and pushing at everything, and it's heavy, and it's, that's what I like for my denial guys. Yeah, and I'm mean to them, too. I'm like, every time you go to the bathroom, I want you to, you know, lube it back up and, you know, reinsert it a bunch of times. And, yeah, they have a tough time with me. But they will send me these emails that they are, those emails that they send me are so hot. I mean, Blazes my brow. I was leaking all day. I'm desperate, you know.
Couldn't agree more. I have a new femme slut who is, you know, wanting to be feminine, wanting to be a woman, wanting to know what it feels like. And, you know, I've got her to the point where she's extremely excited all day at work. And then I was like, and now you need to go buy a little pussy plug. And tell me how you feel after wearing that all day. Oh, my God, the emails you get.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it's almost like the excitement just jumps off the screen and you're like, oh, yeah, like, that's what I'm talking about.
You totally get that mistress rush just reading the email like, oh, fuck yeah, you know, you are mine, you know. I own that ass.
That ass is mine. How about the vibrating butt plugs? Any experience with those?
Yes, I do have callers that use this. I don't, just because I haven't bought one. I don't have any particular problem with it. But I do have guys, I mean, sometimes it'll be like, you know, they'll say, oh, I want a guided masturbation session. I mean, they'll, you know, and then I'll say, well, what toys do you have? And they'll be like, I've got a vibrating butt plug. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you know, and they'll, like, play with it, you know, underneath their balls and around it. And I'll make them, like, go around the ass. I mean, it's just, I drive them insane with those. So, yeah, and I don't know. Oh, God, I got to tell you this. First anal sex toy, and I don't know what it is about me. Maybe this has happened to you, too. Have you ever had guys who, like, called you up and maybe you talked to them about butt sex or something, maybe they're not ready to try it, but you got them so crazy that they decided to try it on their own, and they call you and they say, yeah, I used a Sharpie. Has a guy ever told you that he used a Sharpie?
That he used a what?
You know, a Sharpie marker, like those markers that you can
use. No! What?
Yes. Like, I have heard, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about guys and Sharpie markers.
I mean, I've had them, you know, toothbrushes, the vibrating toothbrushes,
yes.
Wooden spoons from the kitchen, you know, the knife sharpener that comes with knife sets?
Ooh, yeah.
The handle to those.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, please don't tell me you put that back into the kitchen. Well, I washed it. No. Here's the rule about household items in your ass if you ask Constance. If something in your home has been in your ass and it is used for other purposes in your home, whether it be kitchen, dusters, plungers, they now need to be set aside for ass fun only.
Absolutely.
And can no longer be used as household items.
Right,
I'm sorry. It's inappropriate.
Well,
I don't care.
Plastic and wood are going to absorb everything. They just are. And you may think they're clean, but they have, you know, they're semi-porous, and no. I mean, that's just for, you know, just for health and safety. You know, that's a public service announcement for the night.
Well, put a condom on it. I mean, I typically, when somebody wants to use a household item, I make them put a condom on it because, especially like a wooden spoon, like you said, it absorbs everything.
Right. Oh, yes.
And God forbid you get a splinter in your ass. Can you imagine the amount of pain, embarrassment, and suffering that you would have? So at least with a condom, you have a protective seal. I mean, I still say put those items to the side for ass play. And whatever you do when you're a really kinky, dirty motherfucker, do not ask me, should I put the kitchen spoon up my ass and then put it back in there for my wife to use? No, motherfucker, no.
If they're going to do that, they deserve a splinter.
Exactly. I'm like, no. In fact, now you can beat your balls for even suggesting such a thing.
There you go.
Same thing with fruits and vegetables. If the banana goes in your ass, the only person eating it, my friend, is you.
That's right. That's absolutely. I'm with you, Miss Constance. But I will just kind of make another plug for glass toys. Like if you share, like if you're like in bed and like you and your girl are like all about the ass, sharing toys between the two of you is not really great either. But the thing about glass is that you can take it to the bathroom, give it a little wash, and see that glass does not hold any type of germs or anything. So that's another reason why I love those, because they get absolutely clean, and you can share, and you don't have to, like, condom everything up.
Okay, that's it. I'm doing a plug. Okay, I don't have any glass dildos or toys in my home, so anybody listening to this, please go to adamandeve.com or another reputable adult site and buy me a glass toy, please, because I want to get on the glass toy bus with Miss Piper and have a rocking good time.
Well, actually, Amazon.com is where I get all my glass toys. They have...
Here's the thing, though.
You would not believe, like, the assortment of, you know, anyway, here's the thing, what?
Amazon.com is awesome, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they do sell some awesome sex toys. I cannot get past the part where they say, 6 new, 4 used. Used and sex toys, I know that there's no such thing. I know that they're not actually selling used, but because the way Amazon's set up, you know, everything's got a new and used. Every item has a new and used.
Now that would freak me out.
It creeps me out. I was looking at fleshlights one day, and it was like 6 new and 1 used, and I was like, what? No.
No.
They don't resell them. And I know they can't. My younger sister works in an adult video store, which also sells toys, and you can't even open the package. They will open the vibrators after you've purchased them to make sure they work.
Mm-hmm.
But people can't sit there and open packages and fondle dongs and do all those sort of things because of the health risks, and God only knows,
Amazon,
you know.
Amazon doesn't take returns, like, on any of that stuff, and there's, you know, which is good and bad because you can't really even see what it is, but... But there is that. I mean, and I don't think any adult store would take returns on those types of items. So I hope they're not selling you flashlights because those get kind of crusty, I would imagine.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure it's just one of those things that the button's on every page. But when I look at sex toys on Amazon, I'm always like, oh, God, I wish they'd take the used thing off there. It's so wrong. I mean, if you and I were using each other's sex toys, that's hot. But buying a sex toy offline...
Right. Well, if you know the person and you decide, like, hey, you know, I like you, I'm going to share with you. But, you know, just some person off the street, I mean, I don't know. No.
Could you imagine how women are? We share everything. Like, we will share our shoes, our clothes, you know. Could you imagine being like, I want to borrow that glass dildo of yours, Piper? And
you're
like,
all right.
I need to move back to. I lived in North Carolina for about 2 months of my life and loved it. I need to move back there so we can swap sex.
I'll let you borrow my glass dildos. I think I have 3. So.
Oh my God, you have one. You have like 2 too many. Well, no, 1 too many if you use
one
for
too
2
many.
Holes. Okay, so
well,
you have an extra
them,
one.
One of my little clients sent me this glass one. And it has nubs, and it's not sharp nubs, but like these little and I'm going to tell you now, that'll get you thinking when you're using that. Like it's just completely nubbed, and it's a good one.
Speaking of nubs, the only thing I really enjoy as far as anal toys go for myself are the little beads. I like anal beads. I don't like the ones that go from, like, BB size to, like, fucking golf ball size. I'm not talking that. I'm talking they're actually very small beads, but I do enjoy that.
I have heard that you, like, when you're coming, you pull them out. I have never tried beads. I have to admit, you know, you think for an ass-loving girl like me, I would have had everything up there, but I've never tried beads before.
Well, I have tried them. I have a set that I really enjoy. And I don't know about the whole when you're coming, pull them out. I'm sure that works for some people. My whole thing is you slowly insert them until you have them all in.
Right.
And you know, I'm a big fan of feeling things go in and out. And then you very slowly pull them out, and just the thickness of the bead just rubs right as it's coming up, that most sensitive ring around your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is such an incredible sensation that I do like those. That those are my favorites.
Well, now you're, I guess you've kind of got me a little excited. I think I'm going to have to stop. Amazon.com. I know. See, I'm just an Amazon slut, you know. anal beads.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Overnight shipping.
This is what I love. When clients send us gifts, most know that they go through our home office for security purposes.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine the looks on the ladies' faces in the office? They're like, Constance got new anal beads.
I know.
Here you go, baby. Enjoy.
I know. I haven't gotten a ton of gifts, but, like, I've only gotten one sex toy. It's been, like, chocolates, tea, you know, a microphone, you know, just like la la la.
Uh-huh.
But I got that sex toy, and, you know, they had to open the box, you know, to,
right.
to you know, do what they do to make it anonymous. And, and then they repackage it up, and it's like, oh, no, they totally know that I just got a nubby glass toy, you know. So.
Well, I've gotten a Hitachi wand from a client, so they've opened that. Most of these are from the same client. God bless you. God bless you. I know you're listening. God bless you.
God bless him, definitely.
I got I Twittered one day. I was surfing around. You know, I don't know about you, but I surf around online about sex toys and stuff, and I saw this strap-on, and it was a double strap-on, a cock for my pussy and a cock for his ass, and it vibrates.
Is it and the dildo? Because I've been
I was like, I want this. And he got it for me, so they got that through the office. And then recently for Christmas, he bought me, you know how they have the Aneros for men?
Yes.
The prostate massager. Well, now there's one called the Evie, E-V-I.
Ooh.
For women, for the G-spot massager. And he got me that. And I was like, these women must be like, damn. Not to mention all the panties and lingerie I get. They must be like, damn, Constance. What are you telling these boys to send you? And, hey, I'm all about. But let's be serious, guys. If you take a dildo off your shelf and put it in a box and send it to me, I'm not sure I'm going to use it, but if it comes directly from a company, I absolutely am going to wear it out.
Well, you know, especially Hitachi. I mean, some I've heard some people like, oh, I've got to wear 5 pairs of jeans. But see, I'm like you got to work to get me off. So Hitachi and I are like, yeah, baby. So, you know, yeah.
I was afraid of my Hitachi for probably the first 3 months I had it. I am one of those women that need to have a few things on to use it, because otherwise it's like, yo, mama, wow. But even with that, I'm telling you, 30 seconds, a little porno, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I had a percussion massager. I mean, if you've ever seen those, they've got like the two round heads on them. And
oh, right.
They don't use this anywhere. You could pinch skin, and I'm like, I'm going to try it. But and it's made for your back. I mean, it really is made for your back. And, yeah, I mean, that gets me off like that. And I think I've used it too much. And I think, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I've had boyfriends that got mad at me because I've used that thing in the past. And they're like, you know, I think you've used too much vibrators, you know. And I'm like,
You know, that's a good PSA announcement. That can happen. You can decrease your sensitivity. Using vibrators.
I figured I could. But
I try to switch things up. If I use the Hitachi every day when I masturbated, I would be walking around going, hi, how are you? So I switch things up. Thankfully, I have many toys to play with.
Well, I'm going to tell you, okay, and this is probably TMI, but the guys are going to love it. you know how you see in like pornos, like the girls are like all, just from being fucked?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no woman does that. That's bullshit. And, but I got on this other website, and it was videos of these fucking machines, and I won't tell the website because it's probably not in line with our values here at OVW, but basically it was these things where they, you know, like drills and stuff where they put dildos on the end of them and they got these women off, and these were like real orgasms. Well, I was still kind of like, I don't really know about that, but I'd like to try it. Well, with my big glass toy, like, I can just fuck myself with it and come. And that is, like, groundbreaking for me.
Wow.
I know. But I realized that I'm a size queen. Like, I need, like, a cucumber. Like, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I am, like, I mean, you wouldn't tell it by looking at me, but I'm, like, stuff me like a turkey, you know? So I'm trying to get away from my vibrator killing my clit, because I think that by the time I'm done with myself, it's going to take, like, you know, one of those drills to get me off. So I have to be careful.
I'm definitely a size queen. I just, you get to a point in life, I'm not sure of your exact age, but, you know, I'm 39. So at 39 years old, I'm not playing any games. I know what pleases me.
Yeah.
I know what thickness, and I'm not saying they have to, I don't take a tape measure and go, oh, you're a half of an inch too small and you're not thick enough. But I know the general feel and size of a cock that's going to please me. And I have tried time and time again. When I first got divorced from a very well-endowed man, maybe it was just his cock that I liked so much. And I've tried a few smaller men and quickly said, you know what? It's just, I won't fake it. I don't, it's too much work to have him do 1,000 other things to get me off.
Yes.
I need a big dick. I want a big dick, and I'm not going to settle for less.
Yes, I would agree with you. I guess though that I'm not sure that there are any cucumber sized men, and I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me, frankly. But a guy has to, like, he is sweating, like he is like, and it, I can't. I mean, like, normal penis sizes, no, I can't get off. I can't. You know, so he's like, God, the last time my guy was over here, he was like doing his thing. And we had talked about different things. And I don't know, he did something that was like, holy hell, what did you do? And he was like, and I didn't ask him at that time. I asked him later. He's like, well, I had like 4 fingers inside you. And I was like, excuse me? 4 fingers? And he was like, yeah, you seem to like it. So I don't know. I think I need to go shopping for a dick is what I think. I'm going to have to go to Florida. I mean, seriously, I'm up here in the little southern town, and, you know, I'm trying to be all, you know, not letting everybody know that I'm a porno horn dog. I'm going to have to go to Florida and have me a... Huh?
That you're a freak in the sheets?
Well, I mean, you know, it's fine if they know that you're freaky, but if they, you know, if they know that you're like, you know, fucking cucumbers and, you know, sticking stuff up a guy's ass, they get scared. They really do. They're just poor little southern men, and they're not expecting that.
and quite honestly, when I lived in North Carolina, I was living with this guy, as a matter of fact, and I had gotten a job, and I was working with these people, and I've always been this way. I've always been very sexual. I've always been very open about sex. I've always been, you know, if I had great sex before I came into work and somebody says, Constance, wow, you look great, what's going on with you? I'm going to be like, I got it. I got laid. Like, he threw it down. And, you know, being in, you know, a southern state Bible Belt, they were like, oh, my God, did you really just say that? And I was like, were you... Like, you asked, like, it was so hard. It's probably the reason why I'm back in Florida. It was so hard to tone it down. It was so hard because the looks on their faces are like, I'm going to pray for you. I really, I'm going to church Sunday. I'm going to pray for you, girl.
Yes. Yes.
And the one lady I worked with, she was a little bit easier going and stuff, and she would say things like, I just don't know what we're going to do with you, Connie. I just don't know. And, you know, I'd be like, not much you can do with me. You know, he'll take care of me when I get home. And, you know, and my, he was embarrassed. You know, he's a Southern boy. And he would turn beet red when I'd be like, he threw it down, you know. And he'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I dated this guy here in South Carolina. He's a Sweet Home Alabama boy. And, you know, so blah, 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 we're, you know, we're on our first date. And I always tell people first date that I am a distance dominatrix. I dominate men by phone, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to whip your ass, you know, but I might, you know, and I just kind of, you know, let it, you know, look, this is who I am. So he was fine with that. In fact, he told me, he said, wow, you know, because you shared that with me, I feel like I can share something really personal with you. And I said, okay. And he was like, well, I have kind of this weird, like, thing that I like. And I was like, what? And it took him a while to finally say it. And he said, and this is going to shock you too, I like to have pies thrown in my face. And, like, I like to have food put on my body. And, yeah, and when he said it, his eyes were dilating. I've never seen a man get that aroused talking about something sexual in my life. His eyes dilated, his face changed. And
wow.
So I was like, so, I mean, all you have to do is just say, like, you know, Pepperidge Farm cake, you know, because those are a little soggy and nasty to eat, but they're fun to put on a guy. Well, so here I am, right? I'm like, you know, one night, he comes over, and we just throw down in my kitchen. Like, it's like, you know, he was about to flip out because he had been married, and his wife, like, kind of sort of did it for him a couple of times that kind of made him feel like a pervert.
Right,
and so
right.
Here I am. I'm like, Miss, like, yeah, baby, you know, I'll, you know. So, and you know, we ended up breaking up, and you know what he said to me was that our values just weren't in line, you know, because, you know, he was this, you know, like this good Christian boy, and I was, you know, all, you know, crazy. And I just kind of sat down and I thought to myself, that is so ironic, because I'm like the one woman in the world, well, not the one, because there's a bunch of us
right.
That would mess him up, but I'm like, you know, the one woman he's met that was kind of like, you know, hell yeah, you know, and it was kind of like, no, you know, you're just not Sweet Home Alabama enough for me. And it just goes to show that, you know, sometimes people have these hang-ups and they just can't get over them. And, you know.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
What?
It's a shame that they have them and they can't get over them.
It is.
That,
I agree. Because, you know, I was kind of like, you know, we're not doing anything wrong. You know, I mean, we're,
right.
The door's locked, you know, we're having our fun and, you know, We leave and go out and walk around the flea market, and nobody knows that we just, you know, got
right.
Nasty. But,
right, exactly. For some reason, I'm not built with that guilt part. I know that I do out-of-the-box things. Do I go over to my sister's house and say, oh, yeah, I threw down with a strap-on list? No, I don't say things like that to my sister.
Exactly.
But... if somebody asked me, you know, about it, I'm not like, oh, no, I would never do that. I'd be like, oh, yeah, totally. That's hot, you know, because I don't have that whole hang-up thing about me. And, you know, you think, just like you were saying, you would think that he would be like, aha, I found the woman. I meet guys. I date guys. I fuck guys. And I tell them all up front, I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't need to call you every day. You don't need to call me every day. When we're not together, you're free to do what you want. When we're together, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be good. They're okay with that. And then, you know, a little while longer, maybe introduce just a little bit of kink play, depending on who they are and whether or not I think they'd be down for it. And they're all down for it. And then the next thing you know, they're not down for, they want me to myself or something. And you hear all these guys saying, oh, yeah, I'd love a fuck buddy, a hot chick that, you know, no expectations, and she doesn't have any hang-ups, and she's cool to do anything. You'd be surprised how many guys really can't handle women like us.
Yeah, and that was kind of interesting because I kind of was that way with him. Like, you don't have to call me every day. You know, I don't have to hear from you every day. You know, I was just a little bit less uptight than a lot of the girls he had met. And I think that even though he was going around and he was fucking girls, I mean, he was like first date fucking girls, you know, and I'm like, you know, that's not exactly like Sweet Home Alabama either. And he's
right.
Like, I know, but I can't stop.
Yeah.
So, it's
crazy.
It's
trust
kind of
me.
Why I asked one. But anyway.
When a guy finds a woman like us, they need to hold on to us pretty fucking tight. Although I'm not a fan of the whole holding on tight. Just be cool with me. We could be like fuck buddies for 10 years if you're cool.
Yeah. No, I 100% my guy actually, we're not exclusive. I mean, you know, he's with someone else, and you know, that actually suits me just fine because we email when we can. We don't, you know, it's not like we talk on the phone all the time. I talk on the phone for a living. I don't want to, like, have my guy on the phone, like, hey, baby, you know, for 2 hours. It's like, you know, okay.
Right.
Can I just text you?
All my friends are like, why don't you ever call? And I'm like, I'm on the phone. Like, for that's how I make my money is I talk to people. And I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what I do. But when I'm done for the day, like, the phone gets turned off. Like, I'm done.
Yes.
I cannot spend an hour and a half on the phone with you talking about, you know, the cupcakes you made or...
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, when we're on the phone, we're talking about, like, really fun stuff, exciting stuff. And then, you know, your mom calls and is like, you know, what, you know, we need, you know, I got a coupon for Kohl's. And like,
maybe we should start being like, what are you wearing? To make it more interesting for us, like...
Like,
your panties get wet today. Maybe not with your mom, but, you know, like with my girlfriends, I could be like, yeah, I've been working. Yeah, it was awesome. So what are you wearing? They'd be like, oh, my God, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, hey, we're going to talk on the phone. You're going to make it interesting for me.
You gotta insert something exciting at some point, girlfriend.
Set it up. So let's talk for a moment about unconventional toys. Tell
okay.
me some of your favorite unconventional things that you have had your boys.
The Sharpie is, and actually I had a caller, and he was in Florida too. And in fact, I think he may have even called you at some point. We'll skip over his name for privacy concerns, but he told me that he had read my blog, and he said that when he was ready to play with his butt, he knew to call me, and which I was shocked. You know, I was like, really? He's like, oh, yeah. When I was ready, I called you that night. And he had a Sharpie with him. I don't even know. And, so we played, and he was like, okay, so you own my butt now. And I was like, yes, I do, which is what I really love about, you know, introducing men to anal sex or anal play, because they feel so conflicted about it. It's kind of like they're programmed. Unfortunately, they're programmed one way. And then they start playing with their butt, and it's so overwhelmingly pleasurable that they can't argue with it. And so the next time he called me, he said, you know what, I was at the store the other day, and did you know Sharpie comes in a larger size? And I was like, actually, I did. Did you buy that? He was like, yes, I did. And I was like.
Well, alrighty then.
And he was like we finished playing, you know, because we talked for a long time. And he was like, I shot myself in the bicep when I came. So, I mean, that's my plug with anal sex. Like, I've had guys, you know, go find a taper candle that's, you know, tapered on the end. You know, anything that's rounded on the end that's not going to get lost in you long enough for you to kind of manipulate, you know. I tend to want things a little thicker than, like, a spoon, although I guess a spoon, I'm harder on my guys than you are. But there's lots of things that you can use. I mean, hot dog weenies. I mean, you know, anything that's, you know, looking. The one thing, a carrot, you know, like you can take a carrot, cut off the end, round it off, and
Wait.
You're good to go.
I used to have this client from my old company. I think I still have the pictures of a carrot sticking out of his ass. Funniest thing ever. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
He got the carrot.
I get pictures too, and see, that's the thing that I'm going to tell men, like, if you ever, like, if you're, you know, I have not had a guy tell me that. Now, some clients I've tried it with, they're like, you know, they'll, like, put it, they'll play with it a little bit, put their finger in it, they're like, it's just not doing anything for me. I tell them to stop. You know, I'm not all about, like, well, I don't care. Because for me, the excitement is you learning how hot and sexy it is for you to play with your ass, and then that kind of opens up a whole new, like, realm for us to play. And, you know, if you're feeling like, I don't know, you know, I'm going to tell you that if you play with your ass and you do it and you enjoy it, you will come harder than you've ever come in your life.
There's a pleasure zone in the ass that is neglected by men, and only those men out there who are listening to this who have played with their ass and found that pleasure zone understand what we're saying, but you're absolutely right. They will come harder, and it will be more all over body quaking intense.
And the volume and the distance. Like, I've had guys say, oh, my God, it shot the wall behind me. And they're just, like, feeling like, you know, while they're doing it, they're feeling like, oh, you know, I don't know about this because, you know, only, like, gay guys do this. And I'm like, yeah, well, gay guys get a blowjob, too, but you're not complaining about that. And and they're like, oh, I just don't know. And then they come, and they're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to have to do this again. And and so, I don't know. That's kind of what I love introducing men to their butts for, because it's like, you know, you don't understand. This is something that's going to really, really be exciting and hot for you. It's more than me just making you stick your finger up your butt, although that's fun too.
Hey, you've got the best anal inserters right here at the end of your arms.
Absolutely, and I love the thought of a man, like, on his knees with his finger up his butt talking to me. I'm like,
but boys.
If they're into any kind of humiliation or anything, I'm like, you know, yes, you know, there you are with your butt in the air, with your finger up your ass, and I'm just trying to look at it. And
I will say this, though, men, file your nails. The last thing you want to do is scratch your anus in any way, because you can be in incredible pain because, you know, it's not the cleanest area on our body.
Right.
Just like any guy who wants to put his finger inside of a woman's vagina better fucking wash their hands and trim their nails and have them filed. No, you're not gay for doing it. You're being considerate to your partner.
Yes, absolutely.
I've made somebody, he was on webcam with me, and he was showing me his hands or something, and I said, look at your nails, they're all raggedy. I said, you can't touch your wife with those nails. And he's like, well, what do you mean? I said, if you touched her pussy, you'd be like scraping her all up. I said, get your nail file. And I made him sit there. And then he was like, afterwards, he's like, that was so hot, you making me file my nails just so I could touch my wife's pussy. And I was like, well, come on, have a little consideration.
I know, because those are very sensitive areas down there. They're built for sensation. And if you know, they're built for good sensation, but the bad sensation is magnified like 25 to 100 times. It just depends on what they're sticking it in.
Exactly. So you mentioned your blog about somebody reading your blog. And, you know, by the way, you mentioned that client that lives in Florida and the anal sex and the Sharpie and stuff. You know, it's amazing to me how, and we have many clients that do this. They might call me for feminization. They'll call you for anal. They'll call somebody else for CBT. You know, I love that about our clients.
Well, what I love is that we don't get jealous.
A
client can call us up and say, yeah, I was talking to Miss Constance the other day, and, you know, she made me do this, and I'd be like, oh, you know, and I'd be like, that's awesome, you know, and, you know, we don't expect, you know, I mean, we're not faithful to them, right?
we have those loyal clients that are awesome, but when it comes to us, I think it comes down to the group of women that we work with are secure in who they are and what they can offer. And let's face it, some guys are not comfortable opening up to their regular mistress that they might want to be feminized. So they might want to speak to somebody else. Just like, you know, if somebody's calling me Mr. Macho Macho, you know, I'm going to throw it down with you. And I get them kind of calls too. They're not going to come to me when they want to be a little ass slut. You know what I mean?
That's really true. That is a very good point.
So they're going to go to you and, hey, how about it? So anyways, you meant back to what I was saying. You mentioned your blog. What is your blog address so that all those boys can read about your anal loving play?
It's yournaughtylover.com.
Oh, and you're definitely a naughty lover, aren't you?
I am, baby.
Do you have anything going on around the Empire?
Well, right now, this is April when we're talking about this, and I just today posted the chapter 3 of my erotic story. And the interesting thing about my story today is that, and if you read my story and listen to this, and I'm sharing things about my guy, I can't really call him my boyfriend, but things that we've done, you're going to like be reading the story and go, I think I've heard this somewhere before, because if you want to know what Mistress Piper does in bed, chapter 2 and chapter 3 are really good to read, and probably chapter 4, I haven't read it yet, but it's just pretty much me, you know, having, you know, tongues and fingers and cocks and everything.
What's the name of the story?
It's called In Through the Outdoor.
That goes right in line with this,
like
doesn't
old,
it?
It's an old song from the 70s. Okay. I think it might not be a song. It might be an album. I think it's Led Zeppelin. I'm not quite of that era, but I think it might be Led Zeppelin, and I think they had an album called In Through the Outdoor. So it's kind of like that, but it's like, yeah, you know. It's all kind of about butt. I have some, like, some kink stuff in there because my character is, like, a in-person professional dominatrix. So there's some scenes where she's kind of with some more edgy, you know, she's kind of being a, you know, her domination bitchy self. So, you know, if you guys are not into, like, you know, oh, love, 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 you know, sex, 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 and you just kind of went hard and hardcore, there's some of that in there, too. So
I love that. I love that we're well-rounded. And do you work a regular shift, regular time of day, anything like that?
I do. Right now, but I shift back and forth, and there's like a schedule. There's a schedule page on my blog that will kind of keep you updated. And I actually put like the date that I've updated it on the little tab, so you can kind of see.
Oh, awesome. So
right now I'm working some days, and I'm working from about 8 in the morning until 2 p.m. And sometimes I work at night in addition to that, but right now that's what I've committed to. That's Monday through Friday. Some Saturdays, if I can. I like to put in a good 12-hour shift on some Saturdays just because it's just fun. And then I also sometimes switch back to 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So really just check my schedule and just see. But you know what? Email me if you want. I've had guys say, oh, you know, can I talk to you? Can you give me a wake-up call at 6 a.m.? And those aren't my hours, but sure, I'll set my alarm and I'll wake you up and, you know, we'll play and get you off to a good start. So,
and if they want to email you, what's the address they can email you at?
It's piper@tantricsempire.com.
Awesome. And by the way, more power to you setting your alarm and getting up early. That's not me. I don't typically take appointments before 10 a.m. Or after 10 p.m. get me in that 12-hour 10 to 10, and I'm good to go. Outside of it, not so much.
You know, I have a lot of stuff going on. My sister, I help her with her kids and stuff. So I'm, you know, sometimes I take them to school. So I you know, it's pretty brutal, you know, trying to, you know, help her and, you know,
right.
Do work and. So, you know, that's why I'm a little psycho about my schedule, you know, because I'm not always like, you know, those mistresses that are like, you know, click on, click off every single day. So I have to apologize in advance for that. But
well,
I do respond to those appointment requests, absolutely.
Well, that's you know, that's the best thing you can do is respond to those appointment requests, have some sort of a schedule. I'm not a scheduled girl myself. I say I'm here from late morning to late afternoon, and that's about. And but you think I do calls at night? I do calls, you know, earlier before the late morning, you know, around 10 a.m. I'll get up to, you know, I'll be up, but around 10 a.m. is when I'm awake enough to be naughty. I'm a coffee girl, you know. I need to get up and have my 2 cups of coffee before I can fuck someone. Just the way it is.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have to say I do have to get up about 15 minutes before those calls and, like, walk around because, you know, he'll call me up and I'm like, you know, I want to be on, you know. I don't want to be like, oh, hey, baby, what's up?
Right. You got to give us a little few moments to get into our sexy.
It does. I got to get into that frame of mind after I've, you know, been dreaming about something else. You know,
that's another thing about us. I think that all of us, when we take calls, you're not going to catch us doing calls when we're not at our best. So I know early mornings are not my best, and I know super late nights are not my best. That's not to say that if I have an appointment at 9 o'clock at night that goes to 1 in the morning, I won't be on for it, because I'll be prepared for that. And I like to prepare for the later night things and maybe take it a little bit easier during the day. But, you know, we're not those phone sex sites where you see somebody signed in for 24 hours and you know for a fact that, you know, when they answer the phone, they're like, oh.
Right. And, you know, I actually, the other day I was on the phone with this gentleman and my cat was getting in this bag of things that I had under my desk. And, you know, I keep this little water bottle so I can squirt them to keep them, you know, tamed. But he was being very persistent. And I had to apologize to my client. I said, please don't think that I'm doing chores or, you know, going through, you know, putting away my groceries. You know, my cat is just being really naughty. And because when I take a call, I'm like sitting at my desk, you know, staring, and my office is in my closet, so I'm staring at the wall, you know, that I have, you know, various inspirational photos on, and I'm like, you know, giving my undivided attention to my client, because that's important to me, and I think it's important to all of us here at LDW, so that's...
I think that's another reason why we're above and head and shoulders above all other sites out there.
Exactly.
Not to mention that we do awesome things like we did tonight.
That's true. Where else can you hear hot women talking about butt sex and all manner of... I mean, where else can you hear women tell you about how they masturbate for free, doggone it? I mean, my goodness.
Amen to that, sister. Well, Miss Piper, I want to thank you for spending time with me on a Friday night, no less.
My pleasure.
By the way, I don't stay up this late for just anybody, but for you, I was like, I can do Piper at 10 o'clock. I had my radio show tonight from 8 to 9, and I was, like, really in the groove of it, and I was like, boy, you guys are warming me up for Miss Piper. She ain't going to know what hit her, because I'm not normally this awake at night, you know.
Well, I'm like a night owl, you know, it's... Working days, I've been forcing myself to go to bed by midnight, and I say I'm going to bed early, and that means midnight. So I'm like, I get kind of riled up about this time. So
and me,
a good combination. You and me.
I'm usually in my bed by now with my puppy, probably just about ready to fall asleep because I'm such a I wake up a lot at night, so I have to get to bed early enough to compensate for the 20 times that I will wake up in the middle of the night. Otherwise, I'm exhausted all the time, so I tend to like to be, I have my schedule, I have my body's
have
on a certain
so much,
schedule.
You have so much sexy stuff on your mind.
You know, that's not too far from the truth, because my mind doesn't shut off, and I literally yesterday was laying down, relaxing in my bed, and all of a sudden a thought for an audio came to me, and I started to say this audio out loud while I was laying in bed, just like as if I was recording it, and I said, you know what, damn it, girl, get up and record it. And I was like, I got up, came to the computer, because I couldn't turn the sexy off. I just couldn't do it.
Well, that's smart of you, because, you know, sometimes you have those brainstorms and you lose them if you don't grab them. But those moments right before, you know, when you're winding down are some of my, at least mine, I'm sure your two best ideas. So.
Well, I'm sure after speaking with you tonight that the one thing that's going to be running through my mind is your gorgeous ass.
Oh.
So thank you for that, too.
I hear that you have the best ass on EE.
It has won a couple LBW Oscars. I will say that. But I think it's just because I put it in everybody's face so much. I think that all of us are amazing and stunning women in our own rights. And
absolutely.
There's a lot of great asses on EE. It's just that mine just seems to be in their face more. So they're like, when you think of it, that great ass, whose ass do you think of? Constance. And hey.
Right.
That's right.
You have that product placement.
That's all good to me. All right, Ms. Piper, I want to thank you so much.